I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. When police and opposition protesters clashed in Cairo last week, one place people talked about it was on Cairo Scholars. It's an email service for thousands of foreign students and researchers who correspond about daily life in the Egyptian capital. Samer Ali started the Cairo Scholars service. The only thing is, Ali doesn't live in Cairo. He doesn't even live in the Middle East. He lives in Austin, Texas. Julia Simon has the story.
The clock tower at the University of Texas at Austin tolls as students pass by on foot and on bike. A few buildings away, Samer Ali sits in his office taking care of his email.
And taking care of my email means at least a half an hour to an hour of catch up. So email is kind of this mistress that I have that kind of takes me away from other people.
Ali teaches medieval Arabic literature here, but he's better known for what he does in that hour of email, as the moderator and founder of the email service Cairo Scholars. 5 years ago, Ali was in Cairo doing research. He had a lot of questions about everyday things, like how to rent a furnished apartment or buy a refrigerator. Ali is Egyptian-American, but even his family in Cairo couldn't give him the answers.
And I figured to myself, like, if I'm having these challenges in Cairo, what is a 19-year-old coming to Egypt for the very first time going to do?
So Ali founded an email list service for the questions of daily life in Cairo. Ali says the membership has grown exponentially. He knows because he approves every member. Today, there are roughly 3,000 people on Cairo Scholars from Europe, North America, Sub-Saharan Africa, and Egypt. And for many, it's become a community and a lifeline. It was for me. That's how I found my roommates when I lived in Cairo.
Another posting, room available in Aguza, Mohandesin.
Ali says while most emails deal with the prosaic challenges of life in Cairo, every month or so the scholars get into heated discussions about social issues affecting Egypt. Last summer, one scholar sparked a debate when he asked how he could live as a gay man in conservative Cairo. Members sent dozens of emails back and forth about homosexuality in Egypt and Islam, and whether the list should address the issue at all. Ali says he felt compelled to insert himself in the conversation, sending out useful information for gays in Cairo on behalf of an anonymous gay scholar.
How do you live as a gay man in Cairo? That is a pragmatic issue that relates to the core purpose of the list.
Because of the sensitive nature of some of the discussions, I asked Ali if he ever had any troubles with the Egyptian authorities.
We call them visitors. There are probably visitors, guests of Cairo Scholars. It's common knowledge on the list that what we say and do on the list is going to become known to, you know, intelligence if they want to know it.
But Ali thinks Cairo Scholars will be all right as long as they don't attack the Mubarak regime. Ali's ultimate goal is to build bridges between his native country and an international community of scholars. That's why he spends so much of his time trying to make life easier for expats in Cairo. By helping them, he hopes he'll encourage them to return and to keep Cairo in their hearts.
You know, the saying goes that if you drink from the Nile once, you know, you come back to Egypt. And almost everybody I know who's gone to Egypt once ends up coming back. And that is the pattern that I hope to continue and support.
Given Ali's dedication to Cairo, I was surprised to learn he has lots of other loyalties.
There's Alex Scholars, there's Gulf Scholars, there's Damascus Scholars, Lebanon Scholars. But they're all smaller, much, much smaller. So
you manage those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are seven lists that I... They're scholars lists.
And you do all of this yourself? All of these seven? Wait, is it seven in total?
Seven in total, yeah. The other six are nothing compared to Cairo Scholars.
Ali says as long as his lists take up less than 10 hours a week, he's happy to provide this global service, all from his office in Austin, Texas. For The World, I'm Julia Simon.